As microbe hunters scour mailrooms and government offices, health officials and security experts warn there could be more biological weapons in the future, including smallpox. A new book traces the history of the disease and efforts to control it. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Smallpox is probably the greatest killer in history. It's killed people around the world in cycles of epidemic for at least 5,000 years. It's an airborne, highly contagious virus. Jonathan Tucker is author of Scourge, The Once and Future Threat of Smallpox.
The unique thing about smallpox is it only infects human beings, and it produces a very visible infection, pustules that were immediately recognizable. And because of that and the development of a very effective vaccine, it was possible to identify people with the disease, isolate them, and then vaccinate a ring of potential contacts. And by using this technique in endemic countries, it was gradually possible to eradicate the disease worldwide.
20 years ago, in one of the great triumphs in medical history, smallpox was eliminated, supposedly, except for a few frozen samples in labs in the U.S. and former Soviet Union. But the Soviets secretly produced huge stockpiles of the virus to use as a weapon, and some of it may have disappeared from the Soviet labs. Smallpox would be a terrible weapon in the hands of terrorists, says Jonathan Tucker, though it is not easy to use. And he thinks it's unlikely they have it.
There is some potential for a so-called rogue state that retained the virus to possibly provide it to a terrorist organization as a proxy, though I think that's quite an unlikely scenario. There is also some possibility that with the breakup of the Soviet Union and the enormous biological weapons program in that country, some scientists that had access to smallpox may have smuggled it out and may be tempted or may have already sold the virus to either rogue states or terrorist organizations.
Is there any way to know whether or not that has come about?
There is no evidence, at least in the open. Now, perhaps the intelligence community has more conclusive evidence, but in the public domain, there is no evidence that this has actually occurred. It's more in the realm of possibility.
How difficult would it be for a terrorist to use something like smallpox?
Well, if they were not suicide bombers, they would have to protect themselves, so they would also need access to the vaccine. And the vaccine is not generally available. They would also have to have the technology to produce a significant quantity of the virus, and viruses are fairly difficult to produce in large quantities, much more difficult than bacteria, such as anthrax. So there would be fairly significant technical hurdles.
I can't help wondering why it is there is this fascination with smallpox. In terms of weaponry, what is it about smallpox that makes it the super germ, the super bioagent?
It really is the worst case biological warfare agent for a number of reasons. It does produce a horrifying disease that is psychologically very terrifying. If one is a terrorist, one wants to terrify, obviously. It's a very robust germ, so it can persist in the atmosphere. And it's communicable. It can spread fairly rapidly from one person to another, so that a very small initial release can magnify itself in a series of waves to infect a very large number of people. I think the only terrorists that would be likely to use this would be really apocalyptic terrorists, for example, like the Japanese cult that released nerve gas on the Tokyo subway back in 1995. Their intent was really to kill people indiscriminately, to fulfill an apocalyptic prophecy, and also to take over the Japanese government. So really, we're talking about a fairly small number of terrorist groups and an even smaller percentage of them that would have the technical know-how to produce the virus in significant quantities. So it's not something to keep you up at night worrying about, but there is a finite possibility, at least enough of a possibility to make it prudent to stockpile more vaccine.
Jonathan Tucker is the author of Scourge, The Once and Future Threat of Smallpox. Since September 11th, the government has announced plans to produce more smallpox vaccine so there'll be enough for everyone in the country. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.